The Trilogy of the Rivers is a series of holographic photographs. These are three-dimensional renderings of images in a photographic space, illuminated by a laser that interacts with and amplifies the image's various waves, depending on the source. Ever the creative pioneer, Evergon adapted this type of photography, normally associated with mass reproduction, for his own artistic purposes. The result of his experiment is a captivating, magical universe and an avant-garde artistic form of augmented reality.
You innovated in your use of the hologram. Tell us more about how you did that with both the content, the form, and the narrative.
When you're working with holograms, the image actually goes beyond the universal field plane. So it's not a cutoff like in paintings, and you assume that the field goes on. You actually can see the field go on. So it goes beyond the edge of the image. The other thing is that you can do double and triple exposures. But if the sandwiching, it's never a contact sandwiching. The sandwiching always has distance. So by setting up different focal planes, you can have fixtures on different focal planes, and then they interlock through each other, but at a different color standard. Holograms aren't a complete 360 movement. They're really a horizontal shift. So if you change the color palette to rainbow, so when you're looking up and down the rainbow, it's assumed that there's a shift vertically and a shift horizontally. So there's all sorts of possibilities. And Jim and I had originally talked about doing Tempest, Shakespeare's The Tempest, as the ultimate play of illusion, Shakespeare's ultimate play of illusion. At some point, Jim had to move out west to L.A., so that we lost working partnership. But I did go ahead and start the project, first with the Trilogy of the Rivers as a way of learning the process. And I had started on The Tempest and ran out of money at a time when it was scarce in the 90s and at the turn of the century.
Because this was an expensive medium.
Yeah, I needed probably another 80 to 100,000 to finish the project and didn't get it.